Hello, welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I'm Alice Arnold, and this week I'm going to be talking to the man who knows everything there is to know about theatre. It's Julian Bird. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I have an old friend with me today. We have Julian Bird, who's back
friend.
Again.
Thanks for that.
Well, I meant in that, you know, I didn't mean you're old, Julian, because of course you're not. You're young and sprightly, but you are the font of all knowledge about things theatre. So we thought we'd have another catch up. And because we're going into the sort of autumn Christmas season now, which is a big, exciting time for theatre, really.
Absolutely.
Because in a way, the summer's great, and it's great for the kids' shows, and it's great for Regent's Park and those sorts of theatres. But really, kind of quite a lot of the new stuff, a bit like television, really, starts in the autumn.
And absolutely.
And we look forward to the new things that are going to peak at Christmas. Yeah. And so what's on the horizon?
Well, I mean, you've mentioned the dreaded C word several times, Christmas. I mean, you know, maybe we should start there. It's the most important time for theatres in the whole of the UK, you know. Pantomime, which a much-loved tradition. But, of course, it's massively important to every single regional theatre. Most of them kind of survive financially, to be honest, on the success of their pantomimes. And, you know, there are some amazing ones around the country now. You know, gone are the days of the rickety sets and everything. You know, we're very, very good at putting on great shows. And, of course, in London now, it's the second year of pantomime back at the London Palladium, you know, having had a sort of 20-plus year break.
And what are they doing this year?
They're doing Dick Whittington at the Palladium this year with Elaine Page playing Queen Rat, the baddie, effectively.
Okay.
The wonderful young guy, Charlie Stemp, who was
from
in
Half a Sixpence.
Half a Sixpence, yes. Yeah, playing Dick Whittington. So fantastic. And lots of people remember that amazing kind of dance group called Diversity that won Britain's Got Talent, and they're in it as well, the whole group as well. So, as well as lots of other people, the regulars from last year are back, so Paul Zerdin and Nigel Havers and people like that. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's going to be, again, an amazing show. It was fantastic last year. Huge audiences, very well received.
So
but,
that's just
but, you know, there's great ones all over the country, you know.
Yeah, because those tickets obviously would be pretty expensive.
Whereas more like if you the West End presses, yeah.
Yeah, and if you went more locally, you can equally find a very exciting pantomime.
Absolutely.
I know Hammersmith does a very sort of a slightly different kind of a pantomime.
Yeah, Hammersmith,
they don't
the
go
lyric
for
Hammersmith,
the big,
yeah, the lyric. For people, yeah.
They don't go for the television names. They don't go for all of that.
No,
they go.
It's written specially for that theatre every year. Very much rooted in the community. The same as the Theatre Royal Stratford East. Actually,
yes.
You'll find one at Greenwich as well. So, and then of course you've got other, you know, bigger pantomimes, bigger commercial pantomimes, if you like, at, you know, Richmond and Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. So all around London, you'll find, you know, great pantomime.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody, depending on what you're interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I just think it is worth looking around at the different ones and saying, well, do I want to see, you know, will the children like names from
Absolutely.
The Only Way Is Essex, or would they? Do they want the really big sets and all singing, all dancing Palladium, or do they prefer?
And
something
there is something for everybody,
them,
I think.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want the big spectacle, there are those there, and if you want something a little bit more intimate, then you know, Hammersmith and Stratford East and places might be for you a bit more.
Or go to more than one.
Or go to more than one, indeed.
So that's Christmas obviously sorted. And we've done our shopping and that's easy. Done Christmas. And what else do you think? What else we
well, an interesting
coming up?
An interesting show is just a new musical, or rather not so new, but retooled. So some people remember the Mel Brooks film called Young Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a musical. He did it on Broadway about 10, 12 years ago. And it wasn't a big hit. It was done in a huge theatre, very kind of overblown. Well, they've completely reworked it, much smaller, and it's just opened in Newcastle, actually, for 2 or 3 weeks over the summer, and then comes and opens at the Garrick Theatre in the West End afterwards. And I haven't seen it yet, but early word is that it's really rather good and incredibly funny. They've kind of ramped up the humour in it.
Okay.
And it's got people like Leslie Joseph in, Ross Noble, so some really interesting people, as well as the kind of musical theatre crowds, you know, Hadley Fraser and Summer Strallon and stuff. So it's got a great cast in it. And word is it's going to be really great.
Okay,
so,
and that's
going
to
be on
Garrick
right through Christmas as well. Opens in October at the Garrick.
Okay, yeah. Right, that's something to look forward to then.
of course, we should just talk about the National Theatre, who have the most amazing summer and autumn. You know, as we sit and talk, you know, Follies is in previews, opens shortly. It's opening night.
Can you get
night.
Me a ticket for Follies?
Well, there
Come
are.
On,
they've opened. They've opened a new booking period, so there are tickets available. I
did
do
see
know.
That on a poster in the yeah. Tube. Actually, extended period.
And once again, early word from people who've seen it is that it is utterly sensational.
So and that's Imelda Staunton.
Imelda Staunton, Janie Dee, as well as Tracy Bennett. I mean, Josephine Bairstow, who's an opera star. I mean, all sorts of people in it. I think it's going to be rather fantastic. I personally can't wait to see it. But then, of course, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, you know, maybe for a more family audience, you know, the new production of Pinocchio, the first ever kind of big stage production of Pinocchio, is going to be done at the National Theatre from kind of, I think it's November onwards, right through Christmas and into next year.
Oh, so that's their sort of family Christmas show.
Family Christmas show. Done it in association with Disney, but at the National Theatre. And it's John Tiffany behind the scenes directing it and putting it together, who, of course, is the guy that directed and put together Harry Potter, the Harry Potter plays. So
this could be a
this
big
could be a really big thing. And, you know, once again, the alternative to a traditional pantomime is those great family shows that places like the National Theatre do. And then actually on the adult end, so that's going to be in one theatre. In the other theatre at the National Theatre is a version of a film, but done as a play called Network, with the amazing actor Bryan Cranston in, who lots of people remember from Breaking Bad and other big US dramas. But he's an amazing stage actor as well. And that's going to be done with another amazing director, Ivo van Hove, and that opens around the same time. So lots to come at the National Theatre, actually. Quite an exciting autumn and winter ahead.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if that Pinocchio goes on and on somewhere
I'm
else,
sure they hope it. I don't know. I think they're going to see how it goes.
Because it doesn't have to just be for Christmas, does it,
Pinocchio? No, not at all.
I mean,
all time, isn't it? Great story. Those of you who remember the animated movie as well, I think you can make it a
I'm always
fantastic
telling my nephews
show.
Their noses are growing when they're doing little porkies.
I mean, and the other interesting thing is, you know, this autumn, a slew of kind of sensational plays coming up. I think several new plays that people haven't seen. So Labour of Love, I think, is the first one of those to open in September at the Noel Coward. So this is a new political play about modern politics and the Labour Party in particular, with Martin Freeman and Sarah Lancashire in. Great young playwright called James Graham, and no one's seen it yet, so I can't tell you any more about it than what I've just told you. No. But you know, there's
Sarah Lancashire. We can't.
What a sensational actress! And
love
sort of,
her. It must have been a while since she's done anything on stage, isn't it?
I think
she's done so many of those Happy Valley and all the telly dramas.
Yeah,
recently.
I think the last thing was the musical called Betty Blue Eyes about the pig. Do you remember?
Right,
based on the Alan Bennett kind of film, British affair. I think that was the last thing she did on stage, actually. Then it's Happy Valley on television and all of those.
Exactly, and all the awards that she's gotten for
and once
all
again,
those
she's
performances.
A fantastic actress on stage. You know, it's where she started. Yeah. You know, and Martin Freeman, if you haven't seen him on stage, is great as well.
Yes, so, I haven't, of course, because he's Sherlock and he's The Office, and he's both of those two have had amazing careers through, but I think largely people will know them through television.
Very much so, but actually they're both coming back to where they started, which is the theatre. So, that's one to watch. And the people will know that there's two theatres that kind of back-to-back. So that's in one, the Noel Coward, and in the other one is going to be Heisenberg, which is a brand new play by Simon Stevens, who wrote The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime and plays like that, starring Anne-Marie Duff, who people will know from many, many, many things, and Kenneth Cranham, who, of course, won the Olivier for The Father. It's a two-hander, and I have actually seen this play because it was originally done on Broadway. Actually,
of course, you've seen it.
This is its British. I'm very lucky that I get to see some things
you've
in New
seen
York.
It. Okay.
This is a new version by Marianne Elliott, who also directed *Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime* and *War Horse* and other things. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it'll be a very different interpretation. But it's a fantastic play. I have to say, I loved it. So
there seems to be actually a bit of political drama around at the moment. I don't know if that's the sort of the mood of the country or people in one of those times when you...
I think that's probably right, and not just in this country, overseas as well. I mean, it's interesting, Bill Kenwright's about to start a tour of a play called The Best Man, which is actually entirely about an American president and his rival for being president, the two parties. And it's very... There are some big parallels with what's going on in America at the moment, starring the incredible Martin Shaw playing the lead role. It opens at Windsor, but I know goes to Richmond and all over the country. And then they're planning to bring that into the West End as well. But that tour starts in kind of middle of September, goes all over the UK. And so talking of Bill Kenwright, I mean, his other massive show, which opens, in early September, is the new Cilla Black musical. So this is a biopic of her life with all her music.
I don't know about this.
Son.
Tell me about this.
So it is a musical about Cilla Black and her life. Done in collaboration with her son, so it's very much the family are involved.
Okay.
They did a nationwide kind of search for someone to star as the young Cilla, and they found apparently an extraordinary
actress. They didn't go for Sheridan Smith.
No, I'm not sure she was available, but
right.
But there are other people actually who were in that television adaptation about her early life. Who are in the musical as well. And anyway,
okay.
Of course, it kicks off in Liverpool. They're starting the tour in Liverpool at the Empire Theatre for a couple of weeks in the middle of September. And then it's touring literally all over the country for weeks and weeks. So,
and the music is Cilla's hits.
The music is all of Cilla's hits and everything. So for people who are interested in that, that's just about
to go out.
Nostalgic
60s and 70s, yes.
Absolutely.
That kind of music.
And, Bill Kenwright is an extraordinary man and his team an extraordinary producing force, because... As well as that, they're just about to start Cabaret on tour with Will Young back in the lead role of the MC, which he played in the West End, but with this time playing Sally Bowles, Louise Redknapp, who, of course, is a great singer, and we now know a sensational dancer from Strictly Come Dancing the last season. So the two of them are leading the new tour of that. Starts in Wimbledon in late September and goes all around the country.
Right.
And then, of course, he's got Joe McKeldry in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is doing business like you've never seen all over the country. And for the first time, it's actually going to sit down. It's going to do a long, extended period in Newcastle for Christmas, Joe's hometown. So it's going to sit down for about 3 or 4 weeks there in the arena there for a big Christmas season. Mm-hmm. So, extraordinary man, Bill Kenwright, the amount he's got on.
Oh, and for years. I mean, he's been producing for his career so long now.
For years, and his extraordinary quality.
40 years, it must be at least.
Yeah,
that 50.
Well,
they
just had the 50th anniversary of his starting producing
at
the Palladium. Right. Yes, he's done it 50 years just this year. And, and he's got Evita in the West End at the moment.
Exactly, the new production.
Kind of quietly announced, but it'll be much more, is he's doing a new version of The Exorcist, that horror film.
Well, as a musical.
For the stage. No, as a play, I believe. but that's going to follow Evita into the Phoenix Theatre in London. In fact, I believe the official opening night might well be October the 31st, so just for Halloween. So, it's... he's busy doing new shows.
And that's just coming straight into town. That's not touring first.
No, it actually had a tryout last year at Birmingham Rep.
Okay.
And they've reworked it a little bit. Very early this year, I think it did January, February. And they've reworked it a bit and it's coming in October with another great, and we keep talking about directors, but actually, they're the unsung heroes, really, aren't they? Sean Mathias, who's a fantastic director of many, many things, is doing it. So, really interesting collection of things kind of on the horizon.
Yeah, we're certainly not short of things to put on our wish list of tickets to get, are we?
Not at all. And actually, as we've just talked about, a lot of this is not just in London, it's all over the country. And it's great that people can go and see this kind of quality all over the country.
Yeah. Do you think there's a sort of revival of everything I go to at the moment is absolutely packed? I haven't sat in I think I used to sit in half empty theatres quite often.
Yeah.
Nowadays, every time I go, it seems to be full to the rafters.
Well, very much. I mean, one of the things we do at the Society of London Theatre and in the UK as well, is look at audience picture and sales and all that kind of thing. And, we normally publish in January, February the last year. But, I mean, this year is looking very, very healthy. We're very, very grateful. We've still got Hamilton, of course. We haven't talked about Hamilton.
No.
Hamilton's come later in the year, but there are no tickets to
be
had.
We can't talk about it because we'll talk about it in 2020 when we might be able to get a ticket.
Yeah.
That's when we'll talk about it.
But, we've got a lot of, in London, very major sold-out shows, and touring the UK. There are these huge tours out that people are really clamouring for.
Because I wonder what the tickets for Hamilton will retail at here. I know that if you want to go and see Hamilton in New York, and even it went to San Francisco as well, I believe, the tickets were $500. Now, as my American friend said, that was just basically showing off that you were rich if you had tickets to Hamilton.
Yeah,
not that you were persevering, but if you want to take your family, it's a couple of grand, it was ridiculously
expensive.
I
can't comment on the Broadway market, but there is a different market there very much, in these kind of high-end tickets. I know in London for Hamilton, they're trying to keep them down to the normal levels. And if people have tried to buy, they'll know that there's a they're doing a new ticketing way of buying tickets where you don't actually get your ticket immediately. You have to turn up on the night with your identification and your credit card, and there and then the tickets will be printed out for you with your name written on and everything, and you'll have to show your photo ID and everything to try and stop any chance that touts are going to get hold of these. And all that happens when the touts get hold of them is, you know, the production and the people in the show don't make any money. Well, the theatre doesn't make it. All that money goes to a tout who's had nothing to do with the production. And all that happens is it ends up starting to drive up the overall pricing of the show. Well, and of course, that's then what happens. You end up at these ridiculous figures that are daft.
It's interesting to talk about that because
producers don't want that to happen.
I was booking tickets the other day. I couldn't, the theatre, when I rang it, directed me to another line or to a website, and I then went to the website and was able to purchase the tickets. Well, when they arrived, it said the face value of the ticket was £65, for which I'd paid £78 for each ticket. And there didn't seem to be a way to actually get that ticket for the price that's advertised on the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you know, people should look very, very carefully at what the additional booking fees and everything are on top, because most theatres charge a booking fee and a restoration levy to restore these amazing theatres we have on top, and you need to look very carefully before you buy.
Because actually, the ticket price is not the ticket price anymore. And you can't, most people can't go to the theatre, and even then there's a booking fee. But
and that's why, you know,
I walk to the box office and say, please, could I have tickets
as
to
you know,
show?
We run the official, something called officiallondontheatre.co.uk, which is the... we're a not-for-profit. We are owned and run for and on behalf of the whole industry. And you will pay the cheapest booking fee anywhere if you go to OLT, and it's incredibly transparent. So you'll be told immediately what the cost will be, and it's the kind of lowest in the market. So you know, when you need to look carefully if you're going to buy.
Yeah, I think that's the advice is and check various different websites, because you can they give you a map of the theatre and which ones they've got available, and they might be cheaper on another website.
And unfortunately, and I wish we could all do something about this. You know, when the internet was in its infancy, you know, lots of people bought up websites that weren't necessarily theirs. So sometimes you go and you just Google a particular theatre name, and a list comes up, and you might click on it thinking that is actually the theatre, and actually it's not, it's owned by a ticket agent. So just, I would say to people, just, you know, be cautious, you know, don't automatically assume it is the theatre that you have clicked on.
That's a very easy mistake to make.
But, you know, if you go to Official London Theatre or one of the proper, you know, industry run websites, you know, you're kind of guaranteed there that you're getting the best deal.
Okay, well, I think that's good advice, as we will all be booking many tickets for the Christmas season.
Hope so.
Treating our families and friends to evenings out at the theatre. Julian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Was the Musicals and Theatre podcast, and if you enjoyed that, then why not subscribe? It's absolutely free to our channel on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear me every weekend morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic.
Simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain!